Dominoes. Everything in life and on this planet is interconnected. Plant to animal, animal to man, man to woman, the cycle of connectedness must go on. It cannot stand still. Using the imagery of nature, in the poem Dominoes, the poet describes the domino effect of a series of sudden happenings in the loveless life of the protagonist, who is stuck in a rut and has almost become a zombie. What happens and how do things change? Read on, listen in. This poem is read to you by Vasanthi Vasudev. Dominoes. A stony mass, sudden, bolted from somewhere and splashed with a thud. The moribund mossy waters, a muddy morass, still and silent for so many moons, awoke with a startle. The hibernating toad, a proverbial frog in the well, shifted its spongy webbed feet and dragged a circle in the pond. The silvery fish, slumbering on its back, jumped and looked up. It saw the moon beaming bright on the summer sky, so very clear. It smiled and frisked in the waters, spiraling drunken seas, and the pond burst with life once more. He had sat for ages now, shutting his gaze to the world beyond the pond. He wanted to see nothing, no one. The movement in the pool stoked something in him. His hands felt the softness of bamboo. As he pressed the reed to his lips, the waters rippled to tender music, waltzing psychedelic fluorescence, and the bounteous tree moved. When lo, a bark laden with frangipani blossoms, waxy and lush, fell on her wrist as she stood by the pond, statuesque, frozen in dreamy tranquility, half awake, half asleep. She gently opened her hands as her subconscious stirred. She gathered the flowers and soaked into their fragrance. Her feet, heady in scent, tapped and moved, now gentle, now fast, to his floating tunes, and the flowers flew from her hands and sprayed the air. He opened his eyes to their satin touch and in a blink beheld her in his wondering gaze. Two hearts beat in symphony, and the mighty forest swinging swayed. Refreshed, it breathed in life, evermore, again, once again.